Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Across the U.S., community fridges serve as a creative response to the growing food insecurity crisis. The fridges, which are stocked with free food and run by volunteers, bolster access to foods in cities like New York, Miami, and Chicago. But these fridges, or freegers, as they're sometimes called, are not just a way to reduce food waste and fight hunger. Turns out they also offer a solution to climate change. Let's bring in Max Graham. He's the Food and Agriculture Fellow with our media partner Grist, and he's been covering this. Max, welcome.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks for having me on.
So, Max, I loved this story. These community fridges, though, are not new. They've been around for a while now. Tell us how this initiative began and how it's grown over the last few years.
That's right. So these fridges cropped up all over the globe, but in very isolated spots about a decade ago. And then during the pandemic, when supply chains were disrupted and people lost income and food insecurity got worse, they really took off.
Tell our audience about them. Is it literally just a fridge on the street in some of these big cities?
Pretty much. The idea, like the concept, is just that. It's just a fridge that is publicly accessible.
And who puts the food in the fridge?
A lot of them are run by mutual aid groups or nonprofits. So it's just like these networks of volunteers.
Okay. Now, you report that food waste is a major issue in the U.S., tens of billions of pounds of food getting tossed in trash bins each year. That's more than a third of what's produced in the country on an annual basis. With community fridges helping reduce food waste, how do they then in turn also do this other thing that you're reporting about, which is kind of a huge thing, and address climate change?
So food waste is a huge emitter of greenhouse gases. Something like 8 to 10% of all global greenhouse gas emissions come from food waste. And one of the ways that happens is by food decomposing in landfills. So bacteria like eat the food that's rotting and generate methane, which is a really powerful greenhouse gas. And so just the simple act of keeping food out of garbage cans and out of landfills is a great way to reduce methane emissions.
Okay. And then, you know, it also has this added bonus of helping people who may need food or a little extra food. Are there any challenges at play here, concerns about the utilization of community fridges, you know, as a solution to fighting hunger and reducing methane emissions?
Yeah, there are a couple sort of concerns or challenges that came up as I reported the story. One is just the workload of keeping the fridges stocked and cleaned and maintained. They're really popular in a lot of places. So organizers told me that within 5 minutes of stocking fridges, the food would have been taken. So just a lot of work to keep them going. And then there's a whole host of other concerns. Like there have been reports of vandalism. One organizer told me that a fridge in Austin was quote unquote borrowed by someone who wanted to keep beer cold for an event at South by Southwest. But all in all, that sort of thing seems really rare. And for the most part, seems like this is a great solution.
And are there any other ways that people can keep food out of landfills and on dinner tables?
There are. One way is composting. Studies show that composting, instead of throwing food out and sending food to landfills, can reduce methane emissions. It's generated by the food waste. And then just being more cognizant of how much food you're buying.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. That's Max Graham from Grist. Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Deepa.